everybody. I'm a little late, sorry. It's a perilous walkover right now. Also, I want to make sure I'm not, like, too loud here. But it's very slushy right now. It's 33 degrees Fahrenheit. So, like, what is that? 0.7 Celsius, maybe? I don't know. And it's basically right on that line between freezing and not freezing. So all of the ground is, like, slick, but also frozen, but also, like, disgusting. And so I was very much taking slow steps to make my way over here, make sure I don't trip and break everything. That would be on brand, perhaps, but it didn't happen. I need to get set up here. I do have a short mix that I worked on for a little bit today as well, so we can play that a little later. I'm excited to show that off a little bit. Oh my goodness, I keep getting a bunch of pop-ups. But while we're getting set up here, I think I'm gonna do what I did last show and just, like, play a Jane Remover song at the start. We'll probably make our way through this EP slowly, but I'll play this while I get set up here, do all my login and stuff, and then we can talk, catch up, do all the stuff we usually do on the show. But for now, I want to play. I'll do How to Teleport. I think How to Teleport is a pretty great track off of, again, this is the Heart EP by Jane Remover. It's just like a heart symbol. Really, really fun. Kind of like, I don't know, if Revenge Seekers was like the genre amalgamation that prioritized like rock music, I think, like rock and hyperpop, this is the genre amalgamation that was like more like bedroom pop, more soulful stuff, but still like tons of influences from all kinds of stuff. So it's been really fun. I've been having it on kind of on repeat or on loop here for the past couple weeks, just this whole EP. It's smooth. It's easy to listen to. I like it a lot. And Jane Remover's on the up, man. I'm pretty sure Revenge Seekers was in Anthony Fantano's like top 25 albums. Not that he's like the only source of good music taste, but that's a big deal, I feel like, especially for how experimental and out there that album was. So check out the artist if you haven't yet. And if you haven't yet, literally, what have you been doing? Because I talk about them like every single show. Anyway, okay, here's How to Teleport. Let's get into it.
Like all the dolls, if the hearts can hit the ground, what are the times? started on the floor. You can close my eyes, take me back home. You can move my body around. If I fell into your arms, could I trust you to make no sound?
That EP very in line with the rest of the tracks on that EP, just all kinds of cool sounds and influences from tons of genres merged into one crazy amalgamation. I was talking with someone was it just yesterday wow, my life has been a blur lately. Just yesterday we were talking about how like we love music that is just like super overstimulating, like it just has so much going on in it that kind of every time you listen to it, it feels like there's something else that you can try and pay attention to and focus on and try and either like figure out what it means or why the artist put it there, or just like, I don't know, just pay more attention to it in general. Super, super cool. And I think this music fits in line with that a lot. Like Jane Remover was one of the first people that kind of came into my head when it came up as a discussion point. I was like, yeah, like, do I have an artist for that? I feel like, I mean, there's also, you know, G Jones and some of the ones that are more rave influence or like electronic influence. But I think it's really impressive that Jane Remover is able to make these kind of like collages of music that is a lot more like, I don't know, like using natural sounds instead of like electronic sounds. Usually you can kind of layer electronic sounds and control their frequencies in such a way that like you don't get as much clashing and it's easier to make like a cleaner mix and stuff like that. That's a lot harder to do with like full-fledged acoustic music because all of it is like in a very similar frequency range. And so I don't know, I find it super impressive that maybe to some people that music sounds way too chaotic, but I really, really like it. It's cool. Check out the project. And if you like that kind of stuff, definitely check out Revenge Seekers, but be prepared for it to be kind of crazy. It might be what I listen to on the way home tonight. On that note, I don't have like a ton of new music this week. It feels like releases have been kind of slowing up lately, and that makes sense because it's like the holiday season and stuff. But like my release radar is pulling tracks from like months ago, trying to just complete the playlist. I've done what I can to try and get some new stuff. I also have the mix that we can get into here shortly. But one of the releases that I was really excited for was this remix of Holonomy. Holonomy was an album that Vorso dropped in 2023. It was something I found just last year and looped a couple of the tracks a lot. And I think these remixes are super fun. There's a lot of names on here that I've heard before, like Glacier, Clockvice, and Basic. And then some others that I haven't heard of before, like Waveheart, Pedestrian Tactics, and DJ Ebb. And it's a fun project. I think like Vorso has such a distinguished sound. Like he literally invents devices to try and receive like real world input in a organic and like natural fashion and then integrate that into his synthesizers and stuff. And so super cool, super lots of like automation, lots of movement in all of his tracks. And like having a remix album on his work feels like taking all of these cool sounds and these ideas into, you know, directions that he might not explore himself because it doesn't fit that, like, niche that he's gotten into. So I personally really like the Pedestrian Tactics remix. I think it would be maybe fitting for Vorsa's, like, Sign Twist side project, but in general it's just, like, much more clubby and grimy and, like, a lot less smooth, I feel like, than what Vorsa's usually going for. So that's probably what I'm gonna play now. But there's also, like, a shoegaze, like, remix of one of these songs. Like, Offshore Platform got lyrics for it, which is super cool. I think that's a cool way to remix a track, is, like, throw your own lyrics over it and just take it in a completely different direction while still maintaining some of those influences. And then also the Glacier remix is super good. We might just rinse that one too, because admittedly, again, I'm grasping at straws for stuff to play. But I think both of those were super cool. Glacier is, like, has such a unique funky vibe to all of his songs and remixes and stuff. Like, he can really flip a script upside down in order to make it really, like, danceable and really just, like, fun. Yeah, maybe more on that later. Maybe I should stop. Let's get some music playing. So here's Holonomi Pedestrian Tactics remix. Super fun. A little Nina coded, I feel like. It's a little bit Nina coded, maybe like Magna Carta. But I really, really like this one. Super glitchy, super weird. And very, I'll say it fits Vorso's maybe identity, just maybe not the project vision, but super, super out there and weird and glitchy. Let's get into it. Very, very digital, computer glitchy, but super, super fun. Yeah, I'm gonna play the Glacier remix as well. The original track is called Big Drum, and as you can assume, there's a big emphasis on the drums in that track. It's still pretty tonal drums, I feel like, but for the most part, a big emphasis on the percussion in general. And the Glacier remix, if I remember correctly, does kind of the classic Glacier remix thing where he just throws, like, tons of chord sweeps in here and lots of, like, similar to maybe, like, a glitch, but more of just, like, volume cutting and chopping notes up into, like, two or three hits instead of just one, and it gives it this super fun, like, funky groove to it. I think one of my favorite Glacier remixes of all time is their remix of Half an Orange's song Mark Twain, because the original song is like this harrowing ballad about his, like, the person who wrote it and is singing on the track, their father passed away from cancer, and he was talking about, like, this is the POV of, like, my father being laid to rest in a suit, because I never saw my dad like that. My dad was always someone who was not that formal, always very, like, casual, or very willing to, like, get his hands dirty with work and stuff like that. And it felt, you know, there was a cognitive dissonance perhaps between, like, how we're representing him kind of in his last moments versus how he was during all of his time on Earth and with us. And it's a great track. It's super, like, spooky, kind of, like, not in, like, a, like, cheesy horror way. It's just, like, I feel like the music super aligns with the vocals and the lyrics and everything. It's a cool project. Definitely recommend. Again, that's Mark Twain by Half an Orange. And then, kind of, like, I don't know if I'm, like, find this funny or not, but it's definitely different. But the Glacier remix for it kind of emphasizes one of the verses instead of the chorus. And it's a lot about, like, I don't know, it becomes super groovy, super, like, there's a lot of, like, high flutes and, like, very, very, like, steppy music. Like, you can kind of, like, you know, walk with a swing in your step to it. It's very positive and uplifting. And there's just such a big difference between those tracks, but you can totally tell where it's based off of the original. Like, it's the same melody for the most part, just maybe chopped up a little bit more and added a little bit groove and swing to it and stuff. And I don't know, when I first heard that, I was definitely like, this is jarring for me, because I would have never expected Glacier to even remix this track, given, you know, what I said about the original. But super, super cool that he's able to bring his style into it. And I think he did the same thing here. This is a track that was originally a little bit more experimental and kind of, like, house groovy, perhaps. And this is just, like, I don't know, it's flipped on its head. It's very funky. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Okay, hello, I'm back. Sorry, I don't know what that intro was, or that return. But, yeah, also, apologies, I am admittedly kind of scrambling for some tracks here because, and this is in no fault to the other person, but I was going to have a guest DJ for a little bit. I met someone who knows how to DJ crazy, and so I was hoping that they could come on the show and show me what they do, and I can steal all of their tricks, and that was going to happen tonight. But they got the flu, and so maybe not the real PSA, but like if you aren't up to date with your immunizations, maybe get them. There's something going around. I got pretty sick like 3 weeks ago. Granted, that might have been, you know, it's whatever. But I got pretty sick, and like there's definitely something going around. So take care of yourself, and maybe we'll have, I don't know if they have a DJ name, but we'll have the guest DJ on another time, and because I definitely do need to steal all the tricks, especially you'll be able to tell that I have no idea what I'm doing when I put my mix on later today. And again, that's something that I'm making like in a DAW, like not mixing on my deck or anything. It's something that I'm kind of pre laying out and organizing and then kind of porting out the mix. So definitely would love to steal all their, you know, all their DJ deck tricks, and maybe bring some of them to future shows. But so again, I was kind of expecting to have maybe 15 less minutes, maybe 20, maybe 30, who knows, which was going to be awesome because I don't really have anything except for this remix or this remix album. There's a new Grizz song that I definitely want to play, and I might play the new So-So, which is pretty good. I think that's pretty much it. We might play some more Subtronics because I've really been loving that album, and I've been playing a song pretty much every show here for the past two or three shows. But I think for now, I'll talk about Sonova for just a second. So Sonova is a artist, I believe they're Seattle based, and they make a lot of really glitchy, weird stuff. Maybe you're sensing a pattern on the stuff that I like to listen to. But I've really enjoyed their music. I think like the way that they produce is very in line with the kind of stuff that I would want to make. It's out there and super fun, but also a little gritty and grimy sometimes. They are also just like a cool artist in general. Like if you go on their Spotify, their big banner art says "Spotify is dead, please pirate my music," which I super love. And kind of in a similar effort, they like just recently did a campaign, I guess, where they loaded a bunch of CDs up with about 10 tracks that they might release soon or are just like kind of rotting away on their laptop or whatever, you know, and made a bunch of one-of-one mixtapes and sold them for like $5 a pop. And so I hopped on that immediately. I paid 10 for mine because I've loved Sonova for a while now and has definitely gotten me through quite a few work days. Some of the, I forget what the name of the album is. I think it's called Death of the Internet. Let me check this for sure. Yeah, The Death of the Internet, super, super cool album. There's a track on there called I Purchase WinRAR, Ask Me Anything, and every time I think about just that title, makes me laugh. That's a nice tech bro inside joke, maybe. You look up the lore on that one. But in any case, big fan of Sonova, and I'm super grateful that I picked up one of these discs because they're all, like, I reached out to Sonova and I was like, I've been bumping it, like, over and over and over again. All I do is like listening, like especially because my release radar was pretty empty, so I've been just listening to these 10 tracks over and over and over again. Super fun stuff for like DJing and mixing in here too. I actually threw one of them into the mix that I'm gonna play in a little bit here, but before we get into that, I also just want to play like, I don't know, one of the tracks from the mixtape or the CD or whatever that I got from Sonova that is not in my mix. It's like a flip of Fine Day Anthem by Skrillex and someone else, I forget. Good Times Ahead, maybe? I don't think it's Good Times Ahead. Anyway, but I really like this flip. I think it's like a super cool remix of the song, and I'm excited to throw it into mixes and surprise people with a variation on a very popular track. So shout out to Nova. Definitely check out the project. Check out their Bandcamp, especially. I think that's where they get their most support. They're really trying to. I think a lot of artists are making an effort to kind of bash and banish streaming services. That can maybe be a show talking point for another time if we want to get into the history on that and where that's headed. But for now, you can definitely support them on Bandcamp. Definitely check out their projects. If you're in like the Seattle area, look for Sonova and NRail. They usually do a lot of like shows together, I feel like. And I can't recommend the projects enough. They're super, super fun. Without further ado, and after much ado, perhaps, about nothing, perhaps, here's the finest. I named it. All of these tracks came as track one, track two, track three. I actually named all of them and sent a screenshot of it to Sonova and was like, here's my take on the names. And they thought it was really funny. They were like, thank you for doing that. That's like super funny. Some of these I don't actually have names for, so we'll see if I steal yours. And I was like, please don't, because they're garbage. But I tried to channel some Death of the Internet title energy into there. And so this one I just named Finest Day Anthem, because it's even finer than the Fine Day Anthem. Let's get into it. I love, I'm going to use the Diego word. I love how plunky that lead is in the first drop, especially. It's so cool. And I love the little trills and arps with it. It's, I don't know, that's a sick take on that song. And one of the few times I feel like someone produced a, or not produced perhaps, but like, you know, remixed a Skrillex song into something that I like even more than the original. It's very rare for that to happen. But shout out to Nova. And I also, yeah, Nate recommended me. He goes, Sonova has a really sick Look at the Sky remix. I actually haven't heard that yet, so definitely going to want to check that out at some point. Sonova's been in the game a long time. Not that necessarily Look at the Sky is that old, but one of the tracks, the very first track on this mixtape that I bought, is like an old demo. Like when I first pulled it up, I was like, this is like kind of like the kind of dubstep that you would almost use to kind of like, I don't want to say like laugh at, but like kind of like when someone thinks like dubstep and they don't have a modern take of what it sounds like with new tech and stuff, they might be thinking about all the stuff that came out in like 2010 and 2012, and that can be very good but very different from what we hear today. And it just has a much more like lower quality edge to it, I feel like, and that's partially due to not having all of the technology and like, you know, mixing and mastering plugins and stuff that we have today. Stronger synth, stronger computers in general, so that you can layer more tracks together, make them sound more full, have more going on all at once. All of this used to be a lot harder. Even within the past 10 or 15 years, this stuff has exponentially increased and gotten, you know, much stronger. So, but on that first track, I was like, wow, this sounds really old. And when I reached out to tell him, like, hey, I've been bumping it like crazy, here's what I named all the tracks and stuff, he was like, that first one is a super old one. It might be like one of the first songs I ever worked on. And I was like, that is so cool to like have this thing and like listening to it and being like, you know what, like just send it out to the people who are buying my unreleased music, because maybe they'll want this thing, even if it's not like, you know, the greatest song they've ever heard. And I really like it. I think it's super, super fun. So I'll probably throw that into a mix on a future date, because I think it serves its purpose better as pulling certain parts of it out and layering them into a mix. Hence some of that aforementioned emptiness in the track that I was talking about. But just like a super old style kind of dubstep song and very like old school kind of Skrillex noises going on in there too. So super, super fun. Definitely recommend the Sonova project. You should check it out. I think I'm going to do the PSA now just in case. Oh my goodness, I flipped to a Calvin and Hobbes comic. We're doing this one. No, we're not, because it's one specifically for May. That is so sad. Okay, we'll do this one. Sure. Do you study, work, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website, events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. Woof. Not the yes, that's. That's. I read it word for word because I'm pretty sure I need to. But, yeah, Tufts is always doing something. And, like, sometimes it's just out on a lawn. I don't think they'll catch you if you just sit by and also join in. So I'm saying that as my university. I'm saying that I'm broadcasting from that university. So they're pretty chill for the most part, maybe. But yeah, they do host community stuff too. I feel like once a week there was just a bunch of like dancers in the computer science building. Like they'd open up the lecture hall into basically like a ballroom, and then like a bunch of people with some of the like smoothest moves you've ever seen, and a bunch of CS majors, which you can imagine is not a bunch of overlap there, had just like, they partitioned the building into like two sides. Anyway, let's get to the mix again. This was another instance where I was working a little bit late tonight because my company wants me to do a self-evaluation, which is abysmal. I hate thinking about myself, but I did it, and I had not as much time to work on a mix here, but I think it's about like 11 minutes long. Hopefully none of the tracks are muted in between, but if it is, we can laugh it off. And I'm also realizing the last track I played might have been like a lot louder than the other tracks. That's because I was playing it through a different media player, and this is a third different media player. So I'm gonna fade it into the regular level on the board here and do my best, but keep in mind, maybe watch the volume here for a second and then turn it back up once the music starts playing again. There might be some other parts where it peaks a little bit too, because I'm still working on mixing cleanly. But we're going to start it off with another track that I got from the Sonova mixtape. I called it Mice in My UKG, which is a pun on having mice in your garage, and it's like garage style music. It's not even really a garage track. It has garage-ish drums in it, which is why I named it that, but mostly because I wanted to make a pun about mice. Because there's like a little squeaky sound in it too that sounds like a mouse, not like the Jersey bed sound. It sounds more like a mouse, in my opinion. And then at the end, there's a little vocal clip called, where they're just saying, like, I really want to make some C-word stuff, some really C-word stuff. And they're all, like, laughing about it, so I threw that at the end, too. Can I say, I don't know if I can say the title if I named it myself, but you can guess the C-word on your own time. In any case, here's, that's the mix, that's the song we'll be starting with. And then there's some more aggressive heaters in here than what we've played tonight, so be prepared for that, I guess, as it comes up. Maybe. Can I do this? I can do this. Thank you.
Laser. Acid. Laser. DTW Laser. Acid. Laser. DTW Laser. Acid. Laser.
Da, da, da. Get on the dance floor.
As you wish.
House. That's the actual end of the song. I didn't throw that in there. That's Space Laces, our goat, meme king. Okay, wow. Also, sorry about that last mix. I love the idea, but in execution, Space Laces' track came in there at about a billion decibels. So I apologize for that. But started the track with track 09, or again, what I called Mice in My UKG, into the CSIRAC remix by Effie that just released recently. I'm excited because this is the second official I Love My Computer remix that's been released, which means we're definitely getting a remix album for it, which is gonna be fantastic. I loved that album so much, and any other direction that other artists are taking it, I'm gonna fall in love with it. Also, really loved the Effie remix on this. It did exactly what I wanted someone to do with this song, which is take the syncopated cut-off syllables of Nina saying, you know, you are the girl, the one I want, everything I do, blah, 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 that one, and stretching it out to fill larger gaps and getting really emphasizing the fact that this has been kind of quantized to all get out to try and make it fit a specific rhythm, and really, I don't know, executed it pretty well. Also, fun fact, the cover art for this is Nina Jirachi in front of the actual CSIRAC machine, which is the first computer in Australia to have a program that played music. So, super, super cool there. Fun lore. So glad that, like, Nina got to check it out, because she's obviously super interested in it. If she named a song after it, you know, and, like, kind of used it as an influence through what it's like to grow up with technology and how technology has grown up alongside us as well. So I don't know, that's my fun little lore drop there. Into, I feel like that remix is a little acidy techno, so tried to take it into even more acid direction with DEAL or Deal by Kuro and Psycho Boys Club. I remember when this first released, I had it like on repeat all the time. This was probably 4 years ago now at this point. But Kuro is super cool for curating a kind of dark and evil and mysterious vibe, so doesn't always fit into a mix, but when it does, it feels good. And I don't know if it did there, but I did. I threw it in there. Into Where's My Head At? This was a request by my sick friend, because they were like, can you play this? Because in honor of, like, I don't know what's going on in my head right now because I feel so sick, and I'm like, you know what, sure. So we threw that one in there. And then finally, In the Place by Space Laces to round it out there. I want to make sure I get two more tracks in here, actually. So it might actually line up pretty much right on time. That's huge. First, I want to play a track that I've been meaning to play for a little bit here. What do you mean I don't have it saved in my playlist? I definitely do. That's okay. I can find it on the spot. But this is a recent release by Magna Carta called BFF, and it's very just classic Magna Carta music. I feel like it's, if you've grown to love their music, you'd like it. A little Nina coded, you know, Magna Carta is on the Girl EDM album, and on some of the bigger hits on that one too, I feel like. And their project's super, super cool. So if you're into that kind of glitchy, girly pop electronic music, this is definitely up your vibe. I like this one a lot. It just, I don't know, it reeks of the Girl EDM album, honestly, still, and if we can reminisce in that time, I'll take it in whatever form that comes across. So this came out late November, just getting into it now, but here is BFF by Magna Carta.
Sisters for free.
good track. I like it. It's just classically good Magna Carta stuff. Also, we're in the last 5 minutes, so let me say, this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not going to do my full sign-off yet, because I do want to play one more track, talk a little bit about it, and a little bit prior as well. I want to play the new Grizz music, and I was able to recommend Grizz to someone recently. Like, they were kind of like, oh, I really want to go to a rave at some point, but I don't really know, like, a ton of the artists in that scene. And Grizz definitely would not have been my first recommendation, because they're, like, more into, like, metal and rock. So I was like, oh, there's definitely, like, a transition here. Like, we can play some Kaiwachi, you know, get in there, get some really Sudden Death, you know, some of the really hard stuff, because they're already into that kind of music. But started talking about Grizz because I brought up some of the shows that I've been to this year. And I curated a little playlist, because, you know, if you've listened to Grizz before or are a fan of him, you know that it goes all over the place, that he is making some of the slowest, chillest, like, hippy-dippy stuff, as well as some of the most, like, mind-bending alien music that I've ever heard. And so was trying to convey, like, how does an artist capture all of this and present it at the same time in a way that is, like, tractable and all falls under the same identity as an artist. And so I made a playlist that is, like, starts with a lot of the smoother stuff, and then as it kind of goes on, goes toward some of the stuff on Grizz's, you know, discography that's just out there. So and they listened to it, and they were like, I listened to the entire playlist, which I didn't expect, because I definitely threw on more songs on there than I was hoping to. And they're like, I totally see it. There is such a, like, great blend of, like, hip-hop and, like, R&B and jazz and funk and electronic and experimental sounds here. And they're like, I'm a fan already. Like, I can't wait to listen to more and, like, get more recs and stuff. And I was just like, I don't know, that's it, the exact experience I had when I first found Grizz's music. Like, I just fell in love with it immediately. It scratches an itch deep in my brain of, like, the kind of sounds and stuff that I want to hear. I love how experimental it is, and most importantly, just how much of an emphasis there is on having a good time, having a good vibe, taking care of yourself, and finding your way through what is otherwise often a very difficult existence. So very thankful for the Grizz Project. I'm going to be seeing him this upcoming weekend at Hijinx in Philadelphia. If you're going, let me know. I'll make you, like, a crappy bracelet. But caught Grizz already for his return